Welcome to Tarot for the Wild Soul, a podcast that explores the tarot through an inclusive, soul-centered, trauma-informed perspective for growth, healing, and evolution. I'm your host, Lindsay Mack. Hello, loves, and welcome back to the podcast. So grateful to be gathered with all of you. As always, thank you so, so much for being here. I can't believe that we're here at the crest and at the starting point of a completely new month. 2024 has felt so interesting. Like, I cannot believe we're already in March, and yet it also feels like we should already be in September. Like, somehow this year has just felt really like it's been a grind and a drag, and also like a million, like so fast. So I don't know, interesting there, but yeah, we're at the crest of a new month of March. March is always, no matter what year we're looking at, a highly significant month. It's not only the wrapping up point, the completion of the last zodiacal year, right? But it's also the full, like 2 feet in, the full transition into our new astrological year, right? We see the birth of Aries season in March and the completion of Pisces season. And with that, we're completing a cycle we've been in since late March of 2023. So always with March, we have this extremely intense opportunity and powerful and wonderful opportunity to clear out the cycle that's been in place and really shake off the last vestiges of 2023 and open to like a full blossoming of 2024 and our 8 year and all that it's bringing in. We also, this March, have eclipse season. So eclipse season starts on March 24th. However, we all know that we will feel that long before that first eclipse in Libra happens. And then we'll have about 2 weeks in this eclipse portal energy where we'll wrap up in the big eclipse that we're having around April 8th. And we'll really be in a very, very strong portal of change during that time, and one that we are invited to really open to, you know, and work with. Our theme for the month of March that I got from my guides is fullness. And I got that this is working with us in a couple of different ways. One is that the image that I was given to correspond with this theme and the name of it was like a fruit tree loaded with fruit, like a plum tree, a pear tree, a peach tree, just overloaded with this gorgeous ripe fruit that's just like falling off of the branches. And there's something to be said for that, right? Because when we see a tree like that, it's like, oh my God, such a bounty. But it's also like, whoa, let's harvest those peaches before they rot, right, on the vine. Like, let's freeze them, let's bake them, let's do what we got to do, but let's harvest as much as we can. March has this very interesting like wave pattern where we move. We're going to be in most of March in Pisces, right? Pisces is always represents endings and completions, the subconscious, the dream space. It represents mutable water, like the flexibility of water and going into all of these different spaces and having the ability to become so many different things. And so we're kind of really rooted in this space of reflection for a great deal of the month and of clearing, of really harvesting those peaches and getting our mind and our actions wrapped around like what is important for me here, like what makes sense, what feels important, what feels valuable, what feels worthy of this pursuit and of this work and of this harvest, and what of these peaches do I want to let just the birds have? Like, what are going to fall to the ground here and I'm not going to pursue them? So in that way, we have a real kind of full moon, 10 of the tarot vibe happening with March. There's big full moon energy wrapped around March. So the best thing that we can do inside of that theme fullness is to really look at it from the perspective of like, there is some cycle for me that is coming to its highest degree of fullness, its climax, its zenith. And inside of that, I'm going to have the opportunity, as we do with every full moon, to review what's working, what isn't, what makes sense for me, what doesn't. Like, there's really powerful opportunity here for reflection and for being with what has come to its full expression, you know, what's come to its full extent of its life cycle. It's also about moving into Aries season, this new astrological year, with a sense of fullness, with a sense of like, you know, what is it that I'm hoping for, I'm opening to. You know, 2024 is an 8-year, it's a year of huge change, change that comes from our willingness to be with the hard stuff, like pretty much. So fullness also looks like, you know, what inside of our reflection of what we're complete with, what's full, what's getting cleared out, being harvested, being redistributed. What does that leave space for on the other side? And in that way, that is immense fullness, right? There's also a very strong theme in here around body care, deep tending, sensing into what helps for that cup within to feel really full. I share this knowing that for most of us, that kind of reach, that kind of desire for a fuller cup is really outside of accessibility. You know, even if we have privilege, even if we're benefiting from time or, you know, financial ability, personal self-care really pales in the face of a world full of devastation and inequity. It's a very, very heartbreaking and devastating and enraging time to be alive. A lot of people are struggling financially. So we all get to define a sense of personal fullness for ourselves. We all get to define that. And we all get to be with the feelings that come up around that. Nevertheless, there are some energies in this reading that are pointing us to looking at what gives us a sense of true fullness and what has maybe outserved its usefulness in terms of that, right? I'm definitely being invited to do a lot of work around that, just really looking at like a lot of different pieces that are like, wow, this is, I can't do anything about this. There's a desire or a preference and it's outside of my reach right now. And there are other things that have absolutely outserved their usefulness. And I'm really being pushed to stay with that and to be like, okay, it's not really my first instinct here, but here we are, you know? So we're also looking at like richness, fullness. What does it mean to want to reach for that sense of fullness in a simple way, in a way that doesn't take from anybody else, in a way that doesn't have to exhaust our savings or even come close to touching our savings? Like what helps us to feel a sense of fullness that feels accessible and simple and practical, right? It could be just getting up a little bit earlier and having a cup of tea before your family is awake. It could be making time for a simple walk. Could be going to a garden, a community garden in your city where you live. It could be and should be, frankly, so simple, you know, baby steps, accessible. So this idea of fullness is really woven in very strongly to this month, both in a reflection of like, whoa, we've reached a fullness, a saturation point, and now it's time to clear out whatever doesn't serve and make space for the new. And also with like, you know, strength years do bring about massive changes, massive transformations, usually ones that we can, I always like to characterize it as like taste, feel, you know, like touch, like that are tangible, external, witnessed changes, right? So with that, we have to think a lot about, well, you know, what, and you know, how have I already been, like, was we may start seeing, especially now that we're fully rooted into the new astrological year of 2024, we may start seeing some kind of tangible speeding up of certain things that it's kind of like, whoa, this is happening really quickly. Like, wow, you know, I didn't realize that this was going to happen so quickly. And yet we've been preparing for a really long time for a lot of this stuff. 8 years tend to bring about like a sprouting of something that's been germinating and growing roots in the ground for a long time. We finally see it on the surface. And so we can fool ourselves and think, well, why is it happening now? Like it hasn't been happening forever. And it's like, well, there's been a long preparation point. So that also brings us into this sense of both fullness in terms of a saturation point and a clearing, and also a preparation, and also a pouring back into our own cup to the extent that we're able, to the extent, you know. And I find it helpful sometimes to make a list of like, whoa, this is the highest extent possible of like what my body needs, what my soul is asking for, what would be frankly just great, like just taking the soul out of it. Like this would be great. And then looking at, okay, what's the spirit of that? And how, like what, you know, what, if anything today in terms of filling that cup, what can I give myself that feels like it's somewhat within reach, knowing that our feeling shitty or stressed, or devastated or depressed or anxious is very often not our fault and is very often a response to life, to economics, to systemic devastations, to bearing witness to genocide, to everything that is going on in our world right now. So just being really gentle with ourselves, but also leaving a space open for that deep tenderness and that deep reflection with self. Like, yes, I can't give you everything here. And some of these things are totally outside of our control, and there's nothing we can necessarily do about that. What would help to create the deepest degree of fullness here? So on that note, our card for the month ahead is Queen of Pentacles. So when a card like this shows up as the card for the month ahead, that's a strong message. It's always a strong message, you know, it always says a lot, but the queens are, as I always like to say in Soul Tarot, we consider them to be a call coming from inside the house. There's some need that is unmet, and it is part of our job to meet that need. Some of us, again, will have to have a spectrum, right? Of like, this is the top peaky high point of everything I could ever want and everything I could ask for and blah, blah, blah. And then there's like, okay, what could I reach for like tomorrow, today, that would be helpful and nice and, you know, would bring about a sense of joy and connection and a little bit more in the cup, a little bit more in that, you know, a little bit more coming from that sense of inner fullness. So that's all the queens. All the queens have to speak to a different point of importance around that. Queen of Pentacles speaks to this body needs care. This vessel needs care. This vessel needs attention. This body, this being, our sensual body. What does it, like tangible, literal bodies, what do they need from us right now? And what can we reasonably give them? This month is all about a reflection of that. Queen of Pentacles is also about allowing ourselves to feel held by something larger than us, something that can encompass like all of us and then some. So nature is like, if we have like the most extraordinary parent figure or grandparent figure, caregiver who makes us feel like that, that's beautiful. Most of us, even if we're lucky enough to feel that from a caregiver, will take enormous refuge in, like, we have many mothers, right? We have many parents. The ocean is a very important parent to me, certainly, and I know to many of us. The earth is really important, right? And that can be really simple. You know, I totally hear what everyone has to say on like how absolutely exhausted everyone is about hearing like baths as self-care. But I'll tell you, as somebody with really chronic, difficult pain, especially right now, my chronic pain's been so bad. And a lot of fatigue and a lot of brain fog and like all the rest. Baths are a lifeline for me. Like they're a lifeline. So they might be for you too. But that sense of holding can happen even in a bathtub. It can happen even while laying on the floor. It can happen anywhere we choose to allow there to be a holding. It's also a reminder we're not alone and we don't have to do this alone. So Queen of Pentacles can be so powerful and important if we're feeling stressed and tight and like we're just not getting like what we need here. Tapping in, dropping in to this remembering of, yes, all of these pieces are true. This is a really challenging time for many. And I am held and supported. I'm not alone. I don't have to go through this alone. I'm loved. I'm held, right? That's our card for the month ahead. So inside of all of the Pisces work that we're doing, all the wrapping up, all the clearing, we're thinking about like, what does this vessel need? Like, what does this body need? Many of us are coming out of winter. We're preparing for spring. Like, what's needed? Like, what would help us to feel a little bit more supported here? You know, all of those questions. Now, I also asked, or I was going to finish a thought. And also for Aries season, Queen of Pentacles is really, really helpful and important to just think about, okay, as we're marking this, as we're diving into a new astrological year here, how can there be, you know, a focus on what helps us to feel a sense of fullness, right? As much as we're able to in whatever way is accessible. How do we need to feel held in order to move forward? What kind of support do we need? It's an important evaluation point around all of that. I also asked, as I do, because I think it's really helpful, like how this month will feel to us. So while Queen of Pentacles is here, how this month will feel to us, the Magician came up. So that's really interesting, I think, because these two cards, while complementary, are not necessarily, I would say, you know, speaking the same language or you know, showing the same colors. And yet how this month is likely going to feel to us is a lot of stuff coming up and out, a lot coming up and out. Magician is not necessarily about a big creative burst. It's not necessarily about big creation. It's just about being a vessel for what wants to come through. If we have shit to say that's on our mind, that's Magician. If we have things that we want to write, things that we want to offer, things that whatever it is, that's Magician, right? Like all of those things are just, it's ruled by Mercury. It's just letting the channel be free and be in flow. So if Queen of Pentacles is representative of the month ahead and really brings us into a space of like what this month is really going to be asking us to pay attention to, how it will feel is the Magician. This lets us know that most likely we're going to need to prioritize Queen of Pentacles because there's going to be a lot coming through our channel. And maybe it is creation. Maybe it is an important conversation. Maybe it is like magician is always about dropping something into the channel and moving it out of the body, whether that's into writing, into speech, into creation of some sort. We may not share it with anyone. It may just be to do it, right? Because magician is not a performer. Magician is a mover, like a channeler. And we don't always have to have an audience for what it is that we're channeling. So I also feel that this sense of March being fullness also has to do with there being an enormous potential for it being a very download, creation, and action heavy month ahead, which makes sense, frankly. Like we're in a strength year that's very much like that's very rooted in eight energy. There's a lot to be said about that. And I think everyone will feel it a little differently, but I've taught this in Heart of Service. I've taught this in Intuition as a Spiral. I've taught this on this podcast. When you are in a creation season, you must take care of the body at a different level. It's like being in labor. There's a different level and layer of body need when you are channeling through so much. So the idea that Queen of Pentacles is here as the card for the month ahead and the feeling of it as magician lets us know that the need for attention, again, on the vessel, on our well-being, on what brings fullness and what brings emptiness, again, that's inside of our capacity to have some kind of even agency or control over, has to do with there being a greater need because of the propensity for so much coming through the channel, which makes sense in a month where we're wrapping up an old astrological year, we're moving into a new one, and we're in an eclipse season, like right around the spring equinox. So all of that makes sense. And when I asked, like, how can we marry these two energies together, I got Ace of Wands, which to me made sense for everything that I was saying. Ace of Wands is a kicking off point of a new cycle. It's rooted in fire energy. It has to do with touching in to sense into where is the pilot light today, right? Like, where are we in terms of our capacity, our ability? Like, where do we find ourselves, right? Are we a teeny, teeny, teeny ember, barely flickering? Are we a giant bonfire? Like, what do we have to give? What can we reasonably give, right? All of that, I think, is really important to look at. And that's how we can marry the two together, is like we can do in the magician what we're capable of because of our willingness to be with how that inner flame looks and what it needs in order to be stoked and kept lively. You know, so we're really looking at a lot of different kind of complexities around this, a lot of different sort of weavings around these branches, but really immense gentleness and care as much as we're able to inside of working with this time of a lot coming through the channel. The deepest lesson of the month ahead is nine of Swords. So inside of Pisces season, we work with the Moon card. And because we're moving through the last degrees of Pisces, that does tend to ramp up Moon energy a lot. I'm talking about the card, and also like it's a pretty lunar month in terms of like the vibe of it. It is normal for last degree, higher degree Pisces energy, which will be in until around March 20th, to bring up all kinds of different what ifs, echoes, all kinds of different things. It's normal for feelings of like honoring fullness, honoring needs to bring up a lot of feelings. What if I'm going to get punished for meeting my need? What if like I meet a need and then I don't have what I need later? Very valid. All those pieces. So whenever Nine of Swords comes up, it's really speaking to, similarly to the Queen of Pentacles, like there being a need internally that needs to be met in some way. So with that, we want to bring in trusted, you know, objective, loving resources to talk to us about, like, you know, okay, these are the worries and the concerns. Here's the valid response. You know, here's the truth. Here's what, you know, it's like meeting our scared child self and working with that part of us and making some space for those fears to be heard, seen, witnessed. But also being like, okay, I've got you, and here's what's true, you know, and leading from that more adult place. So that's our deepest lesson, which lets us know again that this month, inside of the expansion that's going to be happening, there's likely going to be some feelings of contraction. And remembering that for us to stay, like, Nine of Swords brings about immense transformation, always. It brings about huge transformation, beautiful transformation with regard to, you know, again, all that it bestows upon us. Like, there's so much that can come from working with this energy. So being with that, I think, is really helpful and really important. Touching into those parts of ourselves and knowing that we can weather that is a huge part of this card too. What we're being invited to pay attention to most this month is King of Swords. So I got some interesting feedback on this, actually. King of Swords is all about sharing a truth, sharing an experience that we're having that's on our heart, that is a help and a healing for all who hear it. So what it doesn't mean is you having an opinion that you share to sort of a closed, like, you know, and it's just an echo chamber. It's also not an excuse to tout out, like, quote, this is my truth bullshit. It really has to do with standing in the experience piece of it. So standing in, this is the experience I'm having right now. I feel tension here, you know, or the experience I'm having is I'm not getting what I need here. Whatever it is, right? So we want to be with that. We want to sense into that. And we want to open to that because we want to look at what, if anything, needs to be shared or said, you know? And the other piece that I remarked was more interesting is that it had to do a lot, this card coming up with, like, where might it be important for us to be quieter? Right? If we're preparing for a really big time of downloading and of reflecting, we might find ourselves in a place where we're just a little quieter, which is normal and okay, right? And it's also a time, it's always a time where it's really important to speak out around injustice, around harms, around experiences that are on our heart or things that feel unfair or important to name. Also really beautiful to think about, like, if there's anyone in your life who you've been thinking about, who's been flashing into your mind, that's like, wow, I really want to let this person know how I feel about them. I love them. And tomorrow isn't guaranteed for anyone. Like, saying that is also really important. But if this is what we're being invited to pay attention to most, like, how we're communicating, in what way we're communicating, and are the ways that we're communicating still working for us? Like, those things are all incredibly important to look at. An aligned action to take is the High Priestess. So what an answer to that question. High Priestess is all about pausing, reflecting, going within, considering, again, like, kind of similar to Ace of Wands, like, where are we? Like, what do we need? Where are we coming from right now? All of those things are High Priestess in nature. High Priestess is all about being with the spiral nature of intuition and being with the reality of us being the moon and the ocean ourselves. So this idea that in one day we too have, you know, rising tide, high tide, falling tide, low tide. We also move through many phases and transitions throughout our year and you know, all of that. So an aligned action to take, High Priestess was also a huge part of the threshold, like a huge part of the medicine for 2024 in general. That was a really important space for all of us to move closer to, was like, we just may simply feel a lot more reflective and not have a tremendous amount to say. Not everybody, but some of us will. And even those of us who are very vocal, very present, very visible, it may be that you're thinking about, reflecting about a lot that you're not talking about, right? So an aligned action to take is to actually pull back a bit, make more space for those creative centers, make more space for that flow. You know, all of that is so important this month, and a very important response to a sense of fullness, not only to acknowledge like, whoa, this cup is way too full. There needs to be a pouring out here, and there needs to be a pouring back in of something that's really needed and wanted right now. Right? Something that we're being invited to make space for and welcome in, as our last card is the Emperor. So I thought that that was really, really special, just simply because we're moving into Aries season, we're moving into a new time, a new astrological wheel, or a new time on the astrological wheel. Emperor is again, like a profoundly important energy, and has to do, it speaks to how are we being invited to show up, make space, stand tall, take up aligned space without necessarily crowding anyone else out. So this idea that we're reflecting, we're opening to, we're filling the cup to prepare for something, to prepare to be more embodied, to be prepared to share more of ourselves, to be prepared to be closer to our own hearts. All of those pieces are a part of that, right? So it's incredibly touched in and tapped in with the flow of this next month, because the idea that we're being invited to make space for the Emperor to welcome that energy in, it's basically saying we're being invited to make space for Aries energy, because that's what the Emperor is ruled by. So making space to open, to share, it's really like our strength year fully coming and clicking into gear, and like any old vestiges of Chariot year are gone, you know, really in this month, and we're clearing that out. Again, you know, March brings with it eclipse energy, right? So eclipse energy it's a big swath of time. So we're going to be feeling that even before we get into it. You know, eclipse energy, I always say, is, if we're looking at a tarot equivalent, very similar to justice energy. Judgment energy. Judgment's ruled by Pluto, and it's an excavator. And that's really what eclipse energy does. It opens and excavates and clears out and allows for an emergence of something that's been long buried or that's now ready to be seen in some way, so that we can see it, process it, be cleared of it, be cleared from it, or be on the journey of healing or be on the journey of assimilation. Eclipse portals, generally speaking, bring about the possibility of tremendous change quickly. Like, it happens in a very accelerated way. And because we're landing in our first eclipse of two, like 4 days after the sun moves into Aries, this is letting us know that even inside of, you know, Aries energy, which is very big and very powerful and can sometimes feel a little clumsy. I know for me, and I don't mean physically speaking, I mean fumbling in and making our way into like, whoa, what does this energy feel like? What are we in? What are we working with? All of that. The idea that there's eclipse medicine inside of Aries energy is powerful, because it lets us know that inside of this time of new beginnings, we're also still doing the work of clearing out. So this is obviously a very important cycle, right? That's assisting us in helping to clear this space. So yeah, this feels like a really potent month. I'm curious to see what it will bring about, what it will call in for us. And I'm hoping that whatever it is, it's as gentle and graceful and easeful a process for you. Thank you all so much for being here with me, sending you all lots of love, and I'll catch you in a few weeks in our next episode of the month. And until then, please take care of yourselves. This podcast was edited by Chase Voorhees, podcast art by Rochelle Sartini Gardner, and this episode was transcribed by one of our absolutely brilliant and beautiful transcriptionists, all of which you can learn more about or read about on our website, tarotofthewildsoul.com. If you wish to dive into more of my work, learn more about Soul Tarot, work with me in any kind of capacity, I'm always creating new things for us to do together, but you can find all about our self-led courses and classes and new offerings on tarotforthewildsoul.com. And if you want to be the first to know about any new offerings, any new projects that I'm doing, if you want to benefit from discounts and early birds and all kinds of lovely newsletter-only offerings, you can sign up for the newsletter at the link in our show notes. And finally, if you have a question for me to answer at the podcast, or if you'd like to work with me live on the podcast, or if you'd like your question answered on the podcast, please click the link to Ask Lindsay and send me your cues. Thank you so much for being here.